Alan Grant ran his hands over her limbs, squeezing the arms and legs briefly. She didn't seem to have any pain. It was amazing. Aside from a cut on her head, she was fine.
I told you I was, she said.
Well, I had to check. The boy was not quite so fortunate. Tim's nose was swollen and painful. Grant suspected it was broken. His right shoulder was badly bruised and swollen, but his leg seemed to be all right. Both kids could walk, that was the important thing. Grant himself was all right, except for a claw abrasion down his right chest where the tyrannosaur had kicked him. It burned with every breath, but it didn't seem to be serious, and it didn't limit his movement. He wondered if he had been knocked unconscious, because he had only dim recollections of events immediately preceding the moment he had sat up, groaning, in the woods, 10 yards from the Land Cruiser. At first his chest had been bleeding, so he had stuck leaves on the wound, and after a while it clotted. Then he had started walking around looking for Malcolm and the kids. Grant couldn't believe he was still alive, and as scattered images began to come back to him, he tried to make sense of them. The tyrannosaur should have killed them all, easily. Why hadn't it?
I'm hungry, Lex said.
Me too, Grant said. We've got to get ourselves back to civilization, and we've got to tell them about the ship.
We're the only ones who know, Tim said.
Yes, we've got to get back and tell them.
Then let's walk down the road toward the hotel, Tim said, pointing down the hill. That way we'll meet them when they come for us.
Grant considered that, and he kept thinking about one thing, the dark shape that had crossed between the Land Cruisers even before the attack started. What animal had that been? He could think of only one possibility, the little tyrannosaur. I don't think so, Tim. The road has high fences on both sides, Grant said. If one of the tyrannosaurs is further down on the road, we'll be trapped.
Then should we wait here? Tim said.
Yes, Grant said. Let's just wait here until someone comes.
I'm hungry,
Lex said. I hope it won't be very long, Grant said.
I don't want to stay here, Lex said.
Then, from the bottom of the hill, they heard the sound of a man coughing. Stay here, Grant said. He ran forward to look down the hill. Stay here, Tim said, and he ran forward after him. Lex followed her brother.
Don't leave me! Don't leave me here, you guys!
Grant clapped his hand over her mouth. She struggled to protest. He shook his head and pointed over the hill for her to look.